Hello, and welcome to this edition of the Earth Energy Illumination News. My name is Jillian Grace, and I am going to be giving you all the information you need to stay clear and balanced for the upcoming week from the 8th of October, continuing forward until the 16th of October. So we definitely had some bumpy energy this week. We had some pretty intense earthquakes. Within the past 10 days or so, we had a massive, massive earthquake in Indonesia, which caused a huge shakeup. And then we just recently had another huge earthquake in Haiti. So we definitely have a lot of earth movement going on right now. How that's translating into the energy for us is a lot of unsettledness, a lot of nervousness, a lot of anxiety currently occurring across the board with many people, especially those who are more prone to those earth shifts. So a lot of you out there that do go through bouts of extreme energy or just like energy overload, like your entire electrical system goes into shock. And it's very much the energy of the earth that you're feeling. So a lot of you out there have reached out to me and said this has been an exceptionally unsettled week for you. Please try your best to step back and ground yourself as much as you can. So any type of grounding exercise, waking up in the morning and picturing roots growing out of the bottom of your feet into the ground. If you're in an area where you're still able to go outside and soak up the sunshine. A lot of us are now getting into that winter fall season and it can get very cold. So if you're someone who's too cold to go outside, then sit in the sunlight in a window of your home. You know, whatever you can do to connect yourself with nature, connect yourself with that peace, that will help to ground you in and help to place you in more of an even flow with the energy of the earth rather than going through these bouts of these huge zaps of electricity that throw off your entire field. Those zaps of electricity are not going to let up anytime soon because we are right now headed into the peak point of the Draconides meteor shower. And I spoke much more in depth about this particular meteor shower and what you can expect in my October spirit class. So you may want to take a peek at that class. It is on my YouTube channel and I will place a link to my YouTube channel on my blog, thespiritthatisyou.blog, for anyone who's interested in viewing that. It'll give you the entire view of the month so that you can understand what's going to be occurring, the major events that are taking place, and how it may affect you. We're right entering into one of those periods right now. So the 8th is going to be the peak of that meteor shower, and we are going to also be under the sign of Libra. So this Monday and Tuesday coming up here, the 8th and the 9th, Libra is going to be the main focus. We're also going to be dealing with that meteor shower energy. We're going to be dealing with the new moon. And we're also going to be dealing with that 9 day, which is a high spiritual day. So we've got a huge cluster of activity occurring in a really short period of time here. So expect that you're going to feel like you're a little bit off or like your energy's like in super mode. That is completely normal. If you meditate, if you ground yourself, if you do anything that's going to help to keep you balanced spiritually, it will absolutely help you to move through that in a much more fluid, much more relaxed way. So try to take the time out, especially, you know, if you don't have enough time on Monday, that's that peak meteor shower day, and you've got to skip it. Do not skip the 9th, because you're also still going to have that activity of the meteor shower brewing under the surface, even though it won't be as heightened, but you're going to have that high spiritual day, you're going to have that new moon energy, you're going to have all of that energy combined as one. So take some time out at the beginning of this week. It'll definitely pay off as we move out through the week. The energy of Libra, which is the sign that we'll be under on the 8th and the 9th, is all about balance. So this is going to be a reminder to anyone out there who is out of balance in whatever way. Maybe you're spending way too much time at work. Maybe you're spending way too much time not focusing on your spiritual balance and having way too much crazy fun and going out too often and not necessarily taking care of your body and getting the rest that you need. Wherever in your life you're out of balance, that's going to be amplified, and you're really going to see that being a really strong indicator for you over the next couple of days here of something that needs to change and something that needs to recalibrate in order for your well-being. Libra has a way of really forcing balance through. It also controls the heart. I again spoke pretty extensively about this entire month. We are going to have the undercurrent energy of the heart energy coming through as the month continues forward. Again, take a peek at that October Spirit class for more information on that. So we're going to have a lot of pressure and energy in that heart center, anything that's stuck, any matters in relationships, anything that you may feel like you need to let go of from the heart, from love, from grieving. That's definitely going to be right there at the surface in that heart center over the next couple of days. We've also had a couple pretty extensive geomagnetic storms over the past couple of days. So we've got that energy as well going on. Right before I sat down to record this podcast, so about an hour or so ago, I received another message about the geomagnetic storm that just started up. So we've been under kind of a constant flux right now, and that's just going to take this Libra energy and this balance energy and this heart energy, and it's just going to really push it and really try to force it through. So anyone out there who's struggling, ground yourself. And if you find that you're still off, especially coming into tomorrow, then take a moment to do some really, really solid work on that heart chakra. And again, I've got some suggestions and stuff that you can take a peek at by watching that October Spirit class if you need any more information. Other than that, quick side note, the opposite of Libra is Pisces. Pisces tends to struggle more significantly on Libra days. So anyone who is under the sign of Pisces, you might really feel this balance energy strong. You might really feel some of this crazy back and forth pretty intensely. So keep an eye out. Don't read too much into it. Take some time out. Do some meditation. Do some reading. Do some deep breathing. Do some yoga. You've got 100 different suggestions and 100 different things that you can do in order to keep you nice and balanced. So pick one and make sure you do it. You'll feel much better, I promise. Then we roll into the 10th and the 11th, which is Wednesday and Thursday of this week, and we are going to be headed into this little patch of heightened second chakra energy over the next 5 days or so. So your sacral chakra is your second chakra. It's located below your navel. It is the color orange. It houses everything about your sex organs, everything about how you feel as a female or a male, everything that you feel about how you are in a relationship, how you are in a connection with whomever your partner is. So it absolutely pulls a lot of that energy up. So plan for that to get kind of a little shakeup over the next 5 days or so. It's going to be very intense, especially the 10th and the 11th when Scorpio is in alignment. Scorpio tends to bring out the angry side of things. Tends to be very short-tempered. It tends to pull the shadow side up. I always warn all of you, do not start a fight with anybody. Do not get into a road rage incident. Do not start arguing about your place in line at the supermarket on a Scorpio day, because things will escalate. They will escalate quickly, and it will get out of hand fast. So keep a close eye on what you're doing. Try to remain calm. Try to understand other people are in that same point. Many people don't understand how they're feeling. So just do everything you can to keep yourself as level and as calm as possible. It also can bring out some massive intuitive energy, so it's not all bad. And I don't want Scorpio to think that every single time we report on the energy of Scorpio that it just is incredible and it's evil. Scorpio is amazing and it's powerful and it's intense. And if your ego is in alignment, and here's where the kicker comes in. When a Scorpio energy comes through, if you aren't properly centered within your ego, it can very easily go in the wrong direction. It can very easily become about power and using any kind of intuition that you have to more of a negative focus as opposed to a positive focus. If you are balanced within that ego center, then the alignment with Scorpio is incredible because it brings out your intuition. It helps really connect you with yourself and connects you with the peace surrounding you. So it can really go either way. Right now, I tend to hang a little bit on the more negative attributes of a lot of these alignment signs because the earth is releasing its lower vibrations. So it's more negative emotions. It's more negative feelings. things, the more negative side of things. And because of that, as we're all growing spiritually within it, we are also going through the more negative side of those releases as opposed to the more positive side. So I would like to keep all of you really in the loop about that so that you can understand that you're not feeling these things because these things are negative. You're feeling them because the release within the earth is of the lower vibrations. And the more you're connected, the more you grow spiritually, the more you're going to be connected into the earth. So you're going to be able to kind of assist these flows on releasing. How you become someone who assists the flows of energy on releasing is you don't fight the flow of energy as it releases. So that's why I give all of you this little snapshot of this is what you're going to, or you may feel more powerfully throughout the week, so that when you do start to feel it, you don't take these emotions and own them and cause discord within your field and kind of amplify the problem that the earth is releasing. If you can say, okay, that was crazy. I just freaked out as soon as this person cut me off. You know what? That's not like me. You can catch yourself and you can shine some light on that reaction rather than being in autopilot and allowing it to just spew out. Then you can diffuse it and then become a pillar to release the energy. So I hope that made some sense for all of you, because that's one thing I wanted to make pretty clear. When it comes to the Scorpio energy, I'm not saying that people who are Scorpio are bad, and I'm not saying that people who are any particular zodiac sign are better or worse. I just want all of you to understand what it may trigger within you so that you can catch it and you cannot run with it. You can allow it to clear through. Couple other things you may experience is, as cool as it sounds, we're going to come off the 9th of this month as a high spiritual day within the new moon, but then we have the 11th of the month that's going to come through on just a couple days later, so it's another great day to do some meditation. And the second chakra, like we talked about, is going to be heavily affected between the 10th and the 11th, and that's going to continue as we move forward here, the 12th, the 13th, and the 14th. Quick side note, though, before we move on from the 10th and 11th Scorpio energy, Taurus is the opposite of Scorpio. So people under the Taurus zodiac sign tend to struggle more than others. Then we're going to move on to the Sagittarius. The energy of Sagittarius is much more cheerful. It's much more fun. That's going to be the 12th, the 13th, and the 14th. So we're going to hang right in there for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, which will hopefully bring a pretty great weekend for a lot of us with some releasing of some more positive light and some more positive or lighter energy in general. The only thing is Sagittarius, just like Scorpio, rules the second chakra. So your hormones may feel a little bit off, especially if that second chakra is off. It's going to also throw off the energy within the organs that are housed within it if your energy is not flowing properly in that spot. Some of the things you might feel, hormonal things, moodiness, bloating, constipation, you know, all of those are going to be indicators that that second chakra needs some extra attention, because as this energy is moving through, it's getting stuck. A lot of us are feeling some second chakra issues right now, especially with the energy that's rolling through within the earth. So keep a close eye on for that. Also keep a close eye out when it comes to Sagittarius, as positive and as look on the bright side and as great as they can be as far as cheerfulness goes, they can be a little impulsive. So this is not going to be the weekend where you decide you're just going to jump on a plane and take a long trip somewhere. This is not going to be the weekend where you decide you're going to make an investment of any sort, because they tend to be impulsive. They tend to not think things all the way through. Because of that, they tend to get themselves into a little bit of trouble. So just try to play it a little bit low-key. It's going to be a great weekend if you are going out, if you have any parties or any get-togethers. It's going to be wonderful. Sagittarian energy doesn't tend to soak up too much energy from its surroundings. So you should be good as far as not picking up any negative energy from other people that you're surrounded by. So it's going to be quieter as far as that goes. The opposite, though, of Sagittarius is Gemini. So those of you who are under the Gemini sign, you may feel extra off. You may feel a little bit more drawn to being impulsive, a little bit more drawn to issues within that second chakra. Don't worry. Just try to breathe. Let the energy run through you and everything will clear up perfectly. Then we're going to move on to October 15th and 16th. October 15th is also a high spiritual day. So if you were to add together the month, the day, and the year, you would come up with a number 9. So each one of these little periods of time have a really high spiritual energy within them. The beginning of the week has that high spiritual day, that number 9 day coupled with the new moon. The middle point of the week has that 11 day, which is another great high spiritual energy. And then we move on to the beginning of next week, where we get to kick off with some more high spiritual energy. So there's a lot that's going to be at play in an alignment for us to really pull as much as we can together to keep our energy nice and balanced. Now, we kind of have a unique month, which I talk about again in the October class. We are having a really top heavy beginning of the month with a lot of celestial energy going on, and end of the month where there's a lot of celestial energy going on. So at this point, we're going to be in that little midsection. So it's going to be giving us some opportunities to keep ourselves balanced before each one of those whammies hit. So we've got that little section right here, and that's why we're getting so many high spiritual days, so many positive energy days, so that we can use those to do some meditation, we can use those to do some balance, we can use those to really connect in and keep our energy flowing well. So on the 15th and 16th, we're going to move into Capricorn. Capricorn is great for planning. It's great for structure. So it's a really great time to sit back and to look at the things that you may have learned throughout the week about yourself. Maybe some shadow side issues came up. Maybe you had some balance things that came up at the beginning of, you know, the week before, and you really need to focus on releasing some of those. You need to focus on how you can create more balance within them. Coming the 16th and the 15th, you're going to have a really strong push for that Capricorn energy to create structure, create a plan, and create balance for you. Cancer is the opposite of Capricorn. So those of you under the sign of Cancer may struggle a little bit more. So try your best to, if you notice any points that came up, try your best to try and keep your energy nice and structured. Capricorn is very family oriented. So this is definitely not going to be a time that you want to go to a major party. It's going to be more of a time where you sponge up and collect energy. So people who are out and around you, and if you're in a large group, you're going to be very open. So if you do have to go to an event, or you do have to be around a group of people on the 16th or the 15th, so Monday and Tuesday of next week, make sure you have something on you that will help to block energy. That's going to be really important, because Capricorn is huge for picking up on its surroundings, which is part of what makes it really impressively intuitive, but also can throw you off that much more, especially if you're trying your best to stay balanced and you're kind of struggling with this earth energy to begin with. Capricorn, like we said, great organizers. So take some time out if you don't have anything to do on these days to pick some part of your home that you need to get straightened out. Pick some part of your work life that you need to keep and you need to get in more of a balance with. That's going to be a great time period to utilize that energy and really run with it. Capricorn rules the root, so make sure you're grounded. It's big on the first chakra. So all the things we spoke about in the beginning of this podcast, where we talked about trying to keep your energy grounded, trying to keep yourself nice and balanced, rooting your feet in, that's going to be really important for you to do. So that is the quick week in a nutshell. If I could give you guys any words of wisdom, I would say take this time. It is a positive time for change, and allow it to move through you. Try to focus on moving forward. A lot of us are getting opportunities or things that pop up that suddenly push us forward, whether it's changes in our current job, whether it's changes with our situation in our relationships, whether it's changes in life in general. A lot of us are getting these little pushes forward. So the more positive you look at those things, and the more quickly you decide you're going to move through them and just trust, the more good fortune will be on your side. So try your best to keep an eye out for things that might be popping up, feelings and emotions and just doors that are opening that are trying to lead you to a change in your life. Right now, we're being shown a lot of changes that are necessary in order for us to move forward and in order for us to be in alignment with where we need to be as we continue to grow spiritually. So don't ignore those things and allow them to move through you and allow them to be your guide. It's a really amazing thing when you surrender what ends up happening. So I am here for all of you. Anyone who needs me, send me an email at thespiritthatisyou@gmail.com. I am in a little crazy time. I've told you guys this a few times so far. I am still in a little crazy of a situation where I am trying to get things back into a little bit more of an even balance, but that's going to be a few weeks before I get there. So anyone who sends me a message, if I don't get back to you right away, then send me out another message. Sometimes, and this happens quite often, it's important that each one of you grow spiritually within yourself. So it's so big for me to not allow you to depend on me to help point you in directions when it comes to things. So sometimes I do get questions that are so much more about you needing to trust your own instincts and you needing to grow within yourself. So I'm a huge component of that. My job is to enlighten and to ignite whomever I meet and to do whatever work I'm drawn to spiritually. In each one of you, my job is to ignite you. So if you happen to send me a message and you have some questions and there are things that you're worried about making a bad choice on, sometimes I don't get back and I don't give you a lot of information. It is not because I didn't get your message or I'm ignoring you. It's because I'm not getting any information to send back to you because it's something that you've got to work on from within. This happens a lot. Each one of you are extremely spiritually connected, or you wouldn't even be listening to this podcast. You wouldn't even make a connection with me. Part of your growth is going to be learning your own personal power. And part of my job is to try and show you that personal power from within. So please, if it's something that you really, really need help with, don't hesitate. Reach out. And every single time that I can give you some information or I receive any information I can send your way, then I definitely will. But for those of you who may not get a super prompt response or I don't answer you back immediately or I don't really reach out and explain to you what you should do in your next steps, it's not because I'm ignoring you. It's because you're an amazing connected soul and it's something that you need to work through on your own so that you can grow spiritually. Okay, so again, reach out if you need me. Other than that, I'm sending you big hugs and lots of love and light. Have a wonderful week. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Earth Energy Illumination News. My name is Jillian Grace, sending you all lots of hugs for this week.